guess when the wagon was loaded, maybe 4, 5, 6, or 10 big loads, you would bind them on them, and then you would put that front seat back on the trunk, and the driver would get on the left-hand side of you, he had a little saddle, and drive through the woods, you know.
But they drug
them? Yeah, they would get them, you know, you couldn't go with whatever log was with the wagon.
Yeah.
Sometimes they had to go and take places, but just the mules would go through there, you see. And they would catch them off and bring it to the wagon. You see, snake, and we call that snake. Right?
Snake?
Yeah, snake.
Yeah, I heard that.
And then he would, when he had enough snake to the wagon, he would start loading.
Mm-hmm.
When he had a load, he would hitch on and come out with him. You see, every log wagon is made just like, if I can make you understand, just like your, you've seen most probably a log truck. Now, the log truck they got now, you see?
Yeah. They got big kind of
bolsters, and in other words, they got behind the truck got two axles behind for sure. Some got just one axle, 8 tires in the back. You've seen them, and
yeah.
Then they got the trailer with 8 tires in the back, right?
Right, right, right.
Well, the wagon, every log wagon was just like that, and set in front. That well, you got the motor, you know, the truck. It was the tongue, a pole they call that. Well, that's what the mule was. You pulled the wagon.
You spoke of a team, that was a 2 mule?
Well, a team is 2 mule, yeah.
And did you pull with anything else? Didn't you say you...
Oh, Daddy had come off at the beginning, yeah. He used to plow with him, too.
If you had two of them, you'd call that what?
A team.
Team or a yoke?
Bull team, you call that.
Or span, did you folks ever say?
No, we didn't use the word span, yeah. Well, in other words, ox team, you call that an ox team. Boy, huh?
You were talking about on the wash house out there. You had your own separate wash house?
Yeah, Dad, my first house I had there. You see, I just didn't have any house yet. I had a big frame house, wood frame house. Right? I had a good house, too.
What did it have on the house? Did it have some boards that lapped over each other?
Well, the first, when I built that house.
On the outside?
Yeah, it was just all lumber, you see. I mean, all outside was pine. We put up the mill regular for that and dress, and we were spent like you see some house left, wood house now, you see. But afterward, I put some asbestos on that, and then all inside was finished with paneling and stuff like that, you see.
Did it have some boards on the outside of it that overlapped each other, you know?
Yeah. No, not standing. It was cross with each other. You used some 2x4s. They used to build them like this, you see. But this particular house inside my house now with some 2x4s inside, you see. Studs, we call them. You see, standing up. Then outside, you had your outside, like in a house, wood house now. And inside, where you had your finished with panel, you see.
Oh, I see. The outside was straight up and
down side? Well, straight across, either way. But most of it, right now it's just wood house, you would call that drop side, you see. It would go across.
Uh-huh.
I've had my house before that, when we married, was built with 1x12, standing up, you see, just standing up.
Mm-hmm.
All outside, rough side. Like you see my chicken house, mm-hmm. With a little,
yeah,
batten on top, you see, all over that crack where the two planks were, you see, put over.
Yeah. A place where the roof would come to get, if you had a house and an L, say you had an L on the house, the place where the house and the roof would come together, what would you have there?
Well, like you got on here, you can look at the house up there, you see where that water comes out on each side, you call that a valley.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You see, it was the same thing.
Yeah.
See?